Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Veg Grower podcast for supporting club members. Think we've got that right tonight. Hope you are well and had a fantastic weekend. Personally, I found this weekend to be scorching hot. It cooled down a little this morning and late on this evening, on Sunday that is. But all weekend it has been scorching hot. I had a look at my PC earlier and it said near record temperatures. At the moment when I look at it, it says very humid, and that's certainly something I'm certainly feeling at the moment. It's been a challenge to stay cool, it's been a challenge to sleep, and it's certainly been a challenge to do anything in the garden. But as I said the other day, early in the morning, late in the evening, the coolest times of the day. And that's what I strategically achieved this weekend. Weeding and watering has been my main focus, but I've also managed to plant out some Crown Prince pumpkin plants, and I harvested my very early white garlic. This is a garlic sown back in September. Very thrilled with the results. Got some good, decent bulbs on those. Quite a few cloves, so I'm very, very happy with that, to say the least. We've got them drying in the greenhouse at the moment. The largest bulb, of course, I will be planting again. Now, that's basically what I have been up to over this weekend. Don't forget to please share your experiences and what you've been up to over this weekend as well. Now, today I sowed the kale from this month's gift packet. And I thought I'd talk a bit about kale. Now, kale is known for its vibrant green leaves. It's a very nutritious leafy vegetable. Belongs to the brassica family, which includes obviously carrot, veg, and broccoli. And it's originally hailed from the Mediterranean region. But kale has been cultivated for thousands of years and made its way into various cuisines worldwide. It's a superfood, packed full of essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, making it a valuable addition to any diet. And best thing is, if we sow it now and even into July, get it into the ground and get it growing, it should grow through the winter as well. It's very, very hardy. Now, growing from kale from seed is relatively straightforward. First of all, we choose a sunny spot in the garden, well-draining soil. Kale does prefer the cooler temperatures, so it's best to sow the seeds around about now. You know, it'll be fine. Now, prepare the soil by removing any weeds and add organic matter to enrich it, and sow the kale seeds about 1.5 centimetres deep and space them about 30 centimetres apart, depending on the variety, of course. These ones are what I give the measurements for. This is the vegetable Barocco Scarlet. I've actually sown mine into my root trainers, and then we will plant them out later on. Once they are planted, we've just got to keep the soil consistently moist until germination. As they emerge, thin them out to allow enough space for growth and airflow, and keep them well watered and fertilize with something like chicken manure pellets. It's a leafy green, so it's going to need a lot of a sort of nitrogen. Now, in a few weeks, the leaves we can start to pick when they are tender and young, and they're great for adding to salads or even using in smoothies and that sort of thing. But of course, you can let the plants grow a bit bigger and let the kales grow, the leaves grow a bit bigger. We harvest the leaves as and when required. When they are a bit bigger, they're going to be better for surviving through the winter months. One thing I like to do with kale is I chop it up into small little pieces, drizzle it in a bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and then roast that in the oven. And it's like Chinese seaweed. It's delicious. It's one of my favourite things to do with kale. So there you go. Go give it a try. And of course, don't forget to share with us how you get on with kale. Now, on this week, I'm off to Gardeners World Live on Thursday and Friday. So I'm not sure if there's going to be a Thursday night supporters club podcast. Might try and do it Wednesday if I have time, but I'm going to be busy and packing and getting ready to get up early. So if it doesn't happen, that is why. Apologies for that, but it's It's one of the things that we have to do to get out and about to get the content, of course. I'm probably going to focus more on the good food side this year when I go to Gardener's World, because there's the BBC Good Food Show going on as well. And that's always good, I feel. Always good to go and get some different sides of it. Right, this is a bit of a short one tonight, but that's because the heat really hasn't given me much to talk about. I'm certainly hoping it's going to cool down. We did get a bit of rain today, but nowhere near enough. Just enough just to take the edge off the heat, though. Anyway, I will speak to you again soon. So until then, please take care.